Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, you're listening to Friends with Money. I'm Michelle Baltazar, Editor-in-Chief at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. In the world of superannuation, investment returns and fees are the two main things that determine how much you have in the pot come retirement. While returns from property and share markets are very hard to predict, superfund fees, thankfully, are fixed, and they are nowhere as volatile as the markets and can be within our control. But not everyone understands how they work. Stay with us, and by the end of this episode, you'll learn some practical steps on how you can stay on top of your super fees and know whether you're paying just the right amount or maybe more than necessary. To help us unpack this topic, our guest today is Daniel Shrimsky, Managing Director of Vanguard Australia. A bit of background, Daniel is responsible for all aspects of the management, distribution, and operation of Vanguard's Australian business. He joined Vanguard in 2011 as the company's Chief Financial Officer. Then he moved to the US and in January 2017 became the Divisional CFO of the US Retail Investor Group, which comprises over $2 trillion in assets under management and more than 7 million retail investors. Why am I telling you all this? Because we are talking about numbers and fees, and I'm glad to share that Daniel is also a member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants. This is all within his wheelhouse. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know a lot about Vanguard Australia. We've covered it in our magazine, online. But for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar about the company, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Vanguard is an organization that manages about $15 trillion globally with 50 million investors based out in the US. We manage in Australia about $150 billion, have 850 employees and work with over 2 million investors. So entered into superannuation about 2.5 years ago and certainly passionate about what we do in terms of managing Australians' retirement savings.
Fantastic. Now, only a member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants can state about 5 or 6 numbers there and not even take a breath in between. But I take it, 50 million, did you say 50 million investors?
50 million globally, yeah.
50 million globally, my goodness. So there's a wealth of research here in terms of your business model as well and how you've succeeded over decades. So now I want to pull it all back and think about Australia and what this means for us. Vanguard Research has found that 2 in 3 Australians are not aware that their super fund charges them multiple fees. So, Daniel, what are these multiple fees and do all funds charge these fees?
Yeah, Michelle, absolutely. When we entered into superannuation, we wanted to be transparent in terms of the fees that we charge the market. But we did realize upon entering superannuation spaces that there is a lack of transparency and that there are multiple fees that are actually charged to Australians in terms of the accounts that they hold. And some of them are administration fees, investment fees, transaction fees, insurance premiums, activity fees, and performance fees. And I think many Australians, the majority of Australians, the research shows, are unaware that there are up to 6 different types of superannuation fees that are actually charged to many accounts.
Wow. I mean, I'm still stuck at counting how many fees they charge. Now, the same research as well that you've just quoted, where 2 in 3 Australians are not aware of these multiple fees, also found that 1/3 have never reviewed or compared their superfund fees. So why is it important to know what your superfund is charging you?
I think for the majority of Australians, superannuation is their second largest asset that they hold. For some Australians, it's the largest asset. For most Australians, the largest asset is the family home. And I think Australians, you'd probably agree with me, Michelle, everyone knows to the basis point what mortgage rate they charge on their mortgage, and they compare across the different banks or mortgage providers to get the best rate. But I think in superannuation, we just don't do that despite it being such a huge part of our overall wealth. And 50 basis points or 0.5% for the average Australian worker can mean over $100,000 in terms of their superannuation balance come retirement. So I think you said it at the outset, fees absolutely matter. Performance matters, but fees also matter. And fees are forward-looking to the point you raised. Performance is backward-looking. And I think in times like now, where maybe markets are struggling a little bit more when compared to what we've seen over the past 5 years, fees will become a more important part of everyone's portfolio. So given superannuation is such a large asset, I think people need to really lean in and understand what they're paying when it comes to their superannuation.
Struggling a little bit is probably the understatement of the year. I just checked my super fund balance this morning and I had to calm myself and put on a yoga pose. But going back to what you said, I like the fact that you've compared super fund fees with property and the fees we pay in the form of mortgage payments or the interest rate, where it does make a big difference. We always tell our listeners, if you can, or if you haven't done it for the last couple of years, make sure you refinance, because sometimes the bank would even cut the rates by 0.25% without you having to fill up the forms. And that 0.25 cumulatively does impact how much you pay in the end. So now you've just stressed that point that it could be 100,000, just that 0.5% or 50 basis points difference. So thank you for just kind of giving us the context why you have to look at these fees. Now, let's look at the practical side of this. Some people get their Superfund statement online. Some people still prefer to get it by snail mail. But how can people better understand their superannuation statement and what they are paying for?
It's actually tricky, Michelle. It's tricky, to be honest. I think most Superfund fees is really hard to see on the website or on your statement. And in many instances, you need to have a high level of financial literacy. I think the best thing people can do is to actually call their fund. But when we set up Vanguard Super, we wanted Vanguard Super to be low cost, simple, and transparent. And the way in which we did that was we said, right, there's one fee for Vanguard Super, and it includes all of those different fee types, and it's consistent across all of the different offers we provide within superannuation. So we really want the industry to move towards communicating a transparent combined fee that members pay so that they can compare on an apples to apples basis. These aren't massive changes. They're not changes that's going to require a significant amount of investment from government or different officials, but we think they make sense and will make it easier to understand what you're paying, and will make it easier for Australians to compare and make the decisions that are right for them. But it is really difficult.
I know. I mean, I see it every time I check my Superfund app, for example. But certainly trying to understand six fees, I don't think that's reasonable, especially if you don't work in the financial services sector, for example. Although I can almost hear our listeners who are engineers, architects, doctors, and they're like, Michelle, I can unpack 12 fees. But ultimately, this is about making sure that you are paying the right fees and you understand what those fees are.
Yeah. Can I just make a point on that, Michelle? Sorry.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I think this is just to be clear, it's not about necessarily low cost, because for some investors or some Australians, they want to pay a higher fee so that they can get access to maybe different asset classes like unlisted investments. This is about, I think, making sure Australians understand exactly what they are paying so that they can make the right decisions that meet their needs. So I think it's about the transparency rather than necessarily the actual cost being low or high.
So transparency in the way it's stated in super statements, or what other ways? Is this the way we communicate it? You've mentioned it in social media, for example, or online, or through individual communication?
I think some of the things that we're looking for and trying to push reform on would be the way in which superannuation funds call themselves low cost. As an example, I think most superannuation funds out there do claim that they are low cost, but by very nature of low cost, that is impossible. So we'd like to see some rules around funds calling themselves low cost. Secondly, to my point earlier, in terms of the advertising on fees, we'd like to make sure that when superannuation funds advertise fees on websites, on social media, on just more broad advertising, when they advertise, they've got to communicate an all-in fee rather than maybe one component of the overall fee, which might be difficult for Australians to understand if they're not as literate when it comes to fees. And then finally, the ATO has a really smart tool out there. It's called Your Super Tool. But I don't think the awareness is there for Australians around that tool. And I think there are opportunities for enhancements to be made to that tool so that Australians can maximise its use. So they're just a few things that we're looking for. And we think they make big difference in terms of Australians being able to access the right information, make the decisions that best meet their needs.
So with this all-in fee, can you just give us some context on why it's evolved in a way that there are six different fees? Do you foresee insurance being a separate fee still and investment fees another separate fee, or is it just all in?
Well, I think that not going to pass judgment on whether the fees make sense or not. I think funds charge fees that make sense, they believe, for their fund. But I think it's just very difficult for Australians to understand and know about all those fees. So when they are being communicated to via advertising or via different types of media, they are communicated the fee in its entirety so that they then can compare Fund A versus Fund B versus Fund C.
Now, what are some practical steps then that we can take to A, understand the fees that a super fund would charge? And, well, this is probably the $65,000 question. See if we are overpaying or not.
Yeah. I think it's a great question, Michelle, and it's probably what matters most. I think Australians should, if they're unsure about what they're paying, they should contact their superannuation fund and try to get the clarity that they need to make those decisions. If they don't understand the statement that they're getting or they don't understand what they're seeing on the website, they should lean in and interact with the superannuation fund. As I mentioned earlier, I think the Your Super tool on the ATO website's also a really good resource to understand the different options and different funds that exist out there. But I think more broadly, it's really important that Australians lean in as it relates to their investment. They should treat superannuation like an investment, just like they do the family home or an investment property or shares. It'll make a big difference when it comes to retirement. And we see a lot of people at Vanguard who say, hey, I wish when I was younger, I paid more attention, I leaned in and I focused more about what things might look like in retirement. Because when you get to those pre-retirement ages or in retirement, it's often too late. But if you do lean in and focus on things like fees and different investments within the superannuation fund, if you focus on those when you're younger, I think you'd be grateful when you get to those retirement years when it certainly matters and you're trying to live the retirement that you've worked hard for.
So perhaps we'll end with a practical example. Let's say someone who's got $150,000 in their superannuation balance, roughly what fees would they be paying if it were all in? Bearing in mind, of course, that different people, different super funds, different fees. But this is really just to give us an idea of what we're looking out for.
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle. Great question. The average superannuation fund is 100 basis points, or about 95 basis points to be exact, in terms of the default option, the My Super option. So it'd be, you know, getting close to $1,500 per annum in terms of fees. As I said, when Vanguard Super went to market, it wanted to be low cost, transparent, and simple. You know, our fee is 56 basis points all in, so it's more, you know, like $750 to $800. On an annual basis. But again, investors just need to know what works for them and what exposure they want and different in terms of different asset classes. But again, we think cost matters. We think cost and performance matters. It's not one or the other. It's both of them. And fees are forward-looking. And like I said at the outset, I think fees over the coming years will be a more important part of the overall performance of one's portfolio. So that hopefully helps listeners in terms of how the numbers work through in terms of fees.
Absolutely, especially if you think about today's young workers. By the time they retire, they're really looking at anywhere between 700 and 800 thousand in their super, which means then you're looking at the 95 basis points versus 56 basis points. That is a world of difference. But before we kind of wrap up this episode, I do want to circle back to what you said earlier, that a third of Aussies have never reviewed or compared their super fund fees. So this is really not about the race to the bottom in terms of fees, but just kind of really finding the time to look at your super fund, look at your statement, and understand the fees that you're paying for.
Absolutely. I think understanding what you're paying, understanding where you're invested, and making the decisions that meet your and your family's needs. I think that's the most important thing here. And that's certainly why we're advocating for greater transparency so that the everyday Australian can make those decisions, and they're important, and they'll make a difference when it comes to one's retirement. So I think it makes a lot of sense, and we're passionate about it, and it's something that we'll keep trying to push in terms of the overall industry.
Thank you, Daniel. I certainly support that. We love transparency. We're really about championing financial literacy around how Superfund works. So once again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, Michelle.
Before we go, if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast and this episode, or you want us to do a part two unpacking all those six types of fees, although the word all in is a music to my ears, please share this episode with your friends and family. If you've got a finance question you'd like us to cover in future episodes, drop us a line on podcast@moneymag.com.au. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.